This is Dr. Olivero dictating on the 28th of September of the year 2023. The first patient is Ms. Connie Spivey. The spelling for Spivey is S-P-I-V, like in Victor, E-Y. This is the clinical case of a 58-year-old patient of Dr. Beltre, B-E-L-T-R-E. That is referred to the office for evaluation of the kidney function. This patient has a very strong history, family history of coronary artery disease. The father died in the 40s, and the brother died in the 30s. The patient has a history of coronary artery disease, two prior heart attacks, a stent in 2007. The patient has developed cardiomyopathy, congestive heart failure. The patient is status post AICD that was placed by Dr. Peykar, P-E-Y-K-A-R. AICD was replaced in 2022. The patient has a severe case of hyperlipidemia. It is treated with the administration of Zetia, Z-E-T-I-A, and Repatha, R-E-P-A-T-H-A, by Dr. Parnassa. The patient was diagnosed with diabetes mellitus that has been controlled with diet and the administration of metformin, 1,000 milligrams POBID, with good results. The laboratory workup that was done on August the 9th of 2023, the patient has a serum creatinine of 1.35, the BUN of 23, an estimated EFR of 46, and the albumin creatinine ratio is below 30, actually 17. She had a urinalysis. That fails to show activity in the urinary sediment, and she has a trace of protein in the urine. In other words, this patient has a history of hypertension, diabetes mellitus, that could be responsible for the nephrosclerosis, and also has another component that is cardiorenal syndrome, and that could explain the GFR 3A period. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension. Their blood pressure is 109 over 77. The body weight is 219 pounds, and she is 6 feet tall. The BMI is 30.6. Recommendations: fluid restriction, 40 ounces in 24 hours, and eliminate the sodium diet. She was instructor of how to do it. Following number, the patient has diabetes mellitus that has been under fair control. I spend more than 25 minutes getting the dietetic history and giving instructions regarding a plant-based diet. And she has to stay away from the industrial production of food, chicken, pork, meat, and the preferred source of protein, if needed, is a wild-caught fish. Wild-caught fish. Period. Education was the main part of the visit. Following number, the patient has some degree of pulmonary disease. She has been a smoker for a long time, and she was explained that this is a contraindication. And if anybody has to quit, it's her because of the diabetes, hypertension, and the severity of the coronary artery disease. Following orders, following number is atrial fibrillation that is under control. Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A, is the cardiologist. We are going to reevaluate this this case in. 6 weeks with laboratory workup. We're going to order the basic laboratory workup and the renal ultrasound, and we will monitor the lipids as well as the sugar. Period. I want to thank Dr. Beltre for the kind referral. I invested the 15 minutes in reviewing the referral, in the face-to-face, 35 minutes in the documentation, 10 minutes.